This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is Yvonne Stevens, T-E-E-V-E-N-S, Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E. Date of birth is 4/1/1937. Date of service is 1/19/2023. History of present illness. Ms. Yvonne is a very pleasant 85-year-old female with history of Alzheimer's dementia, depression, anxiety, diabetes mellitus, as well as hypertension, who presented to the hospital with altered mental status. Patient woke up. Patient lost, felt that she lose power. Patient was caught and lowered to the floor. Patient did not hit her head. Patient. Did not lose any bowel or bladder control. Denies any focal weakness. Denies any twitching or shaking. Patient was noticed to have some slurring of speech. Patient was brought to the emergency room where she was evaluated. Sodium was slightly low. Platelets were low. Rest of the blood work was unremarkable. CT scan of the head showed no evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage or edema. Chronic changes were present. Chest X-ray showed cardiomegaly with moderate calcification of the thoracic aorta. Patient was admitted with altered mental status with questionable seizure disorder versus cardiogenic syncope or TIA. Neurology was consulted. Patient was evaluated by physical and occupational therapy. Patient denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Patient was subsequently doing better. Was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She is pleasantly confused. On a past medical history, has been significant for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, anxiety slash depression, and Alzheimer's dementia. Past surgical history has been significant for eye surgery. Social history, smoking, she quit long time ago, more than 40 years ago, alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, no palpitations, denied any history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, she denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of fall, otherwise unremarkable. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, pupils were equal round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, altered mental status, next, Alzheimer's dementia. Next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, peripheral neuropathy, next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, next, anxiety slash depression, next, degenerative joint disease, next, GARD, next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will monitor her sugars, physical and occupational therapy would be consulted, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Joseph Carey, C-A-R-Y, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, date of birth. Mr. Carey. Is a very pleasant 91-year-old male with history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Xarelto, history of permanent pacemaker placement secondary to heart block, history of congestive heart failure, history of right renal cell carcinoma, history of prostate cancer, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and chronic kidney disease, was admitted to the hospital because of symptomatic anemia. He was complaining of shortness of breath, as in complaining of feeling weak and tired, no energy. Patient was admitted to the hospital. He was given 2 units of packed red blood cells. EGD revealed mucosal diffuse atrophy with mild oozing. Colonoscopy revealed multiple polyps, short tubular adenomas. GI recommendations were to hold Xarelto. Cardiology consulted, agreed to hold Xarelto at this time with reevaluation later on. Patient was also seen by urology because of a significant renal mass. Patient was having hematuria. Urology recommended avoiding Foley catheter, recommended post-viral residual checks and with a straight cath as needed, and avoiding constipation. Patient was subsequently doing better. His hemoglobin was stable. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next permanent pacemaker placement, placement, secondary to heart block, next diastolic congestive heart failure, next prostate cancer, next COPD, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic kidney disease, next COPD, next GERD, next DJD, next renal mass, past surgical history, permanent pacemaker placement, next appendectomy, next hernia repair, next tonsillectomy, next hemorrhoidectomy. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Social history, smoking. None, alcohol. Occasionally. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. He does complaints of shortness of breath, feels tired and fatigue. History of congestive heart failure, history of permanent pacemaker placement, secondary to heart block, and history of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, denies any cough, complaints of shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, history of COPD. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, does have history of hematuria, history of renal mass. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains. Neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran unreactive to light. Exocomponents movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2, slide 6. Left lung border was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, symptomatic anemia, secondary to blood loss. Next, diastolic congestive heart failure, acute and chronic. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, permanent pacemaker placement, secondary to heart block. Next, history of renal cell cancer, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of prostate cancer, next DJD, next GERD, treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will check routine labs, will monitor his progress, will continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Notice packet is DNR, period. End of dictation.